The Linux Link Tech Show is proudly sponsored by Open Country, providers of OCM, award-winning systems management software for the Linux Enterprise, and exclusive sponsors of the Webmin Project.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
The Linux Link Tech Show is on. Your link to GNU Linux and the latest technology. 2 hours of insightful guests, tech info, and playful banter. Free software, free speech, open technology, and open mic.
I love it.
Now, live from the Linux Link Tech Show studios, here are your hosts, Dan, Alan, Pat, and Link. Link it up and take it away.
Oh, yeah, baby. Here we are.
The internets are down.
Once again, the tech show is running and the internets are down. And this is episode 170.
Unfortunately, along with the internets, so are we.
No stream?
No stream.
No streaming. Well, we're still recording, right?
Yeah, we're still recording. Yeah.
We record.
We'll turn it into a podcast eventually. So.
Bite your tongue.
We're
not a podcast, damn it.
I know.
You listen.
But if we're only sitting here talking to ourselves, yes. I think that classifies as a podcast.
But I sit in a room and talk to myself all day long.
Well, we're not talking to ourselves. We're talking to David Cantrell.
That's right.
Current Red Hat employee, one of the co-maintainers of Anaconda, a former Slackware developer, and the current co-maintainer of GNU Parted. David, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, David, cool. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
So, David, you currently work for Red Hat, and is there an official Red Hat office up in Massachusetts there, or do you work from home?
Well, no, actually, our second largest office is in Westford, Massachusetts. It would be our engineering headquarters, and that's the office that I work out of. But sometimes I do work from home. I think most people do that every once in a while.
And now, is your work on GNU Parted, is that like a do you do that as a part of your day job, or is that something you do on the side?
That's part of my job here at Red Hat. Red Hat encourages the engineers to work upstream, become part of the upstream projects as much as possible. In the case of Parted, I was able to become co-maintainer, so to speak. That's for lack of a better term right now. We're currently, the team, we're working on sort of defining how we want to structure things and where we want to go for future development. So for lack of a better term, I'm saying co-maintainer right now.
Now, Anaconda. That is the Red Hat installer. Am I correct on that?
Yes, it's the installation program for Fedora Core, as well as Red Hat Enterprise Linux, and it's also used by other distributions, for example, CentOS and Yellow Dog, and there's some other ones that use it that they're escaping me right now. Yellow Dog is a big one. And, of course, CentOS are the big users outside of Red Hat.
And
so what did you do? You know, you were involved with the Slackware project for quite a while, right?
Yeah, I was. I worked on Slackware from some indeterminate point in 1998. Through sort of about halfway through 2001, and at that point I left the project, and I haven't worked on Slackware since then.
So What happened, why did you switch to Red Hat? I mean, other than the obvious, like, you probably wanted to get paid for doing work, you know.
A lot of people that I talk to think that I left on bad terms. There was never anything like that. I still talk to Patrick. We remain in touch and such. I left because I'm not sure if you're familiar with what happened with FreeBSD as well as Slackware back in 2001. I was employed by Walnut Creek CD-ROM, which later merged into BSDI, which was the commercial BSDOS vendor. And then we sort of ballooned up at that point in time. We had large trade show booths, 50 by 50. We were platinum sponsors at various shows. We certainly had a lot of investment money. But it sort of fell apart around the time that all the dot-coms were failing. And the company decided to dissolve as it was currently operating, and the engineering assets for BSD were sent over to Wind River. Wind River was not interested at that point in time in Linux, so those of us who worked on Slackware Linux were let go. And that was in the spring of 2001. Unfortunately, most of the companies at that point in time were laying people off, so it was sort of hard to find a job. So I went back to school.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now, do you still?
That was pretty painful when Walnut Creek dropped
Slackware development at all, or do you still use Slackware?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Do you still do any Slackware development at all, or do you still use Slackware?
No, I don't. I haven't used altogether. Slackware since 2001. I don't do anything on it these days.
So now, are you working on? Do you do other things aside from Anaconda at Red Hat?
Yeah, I'm. The way we have things structured here is, it's difficult for a Linux distribution. We have a group called the Base Operating System Group, and I guess an easy way to describe that would be that's the group that handles all of the software that starts running after the kernel boots up, up until you see a graphical login prompt. So all of the things that fall into that category are the responsibility of the Base Operating System Group. So aside from Anaconda, I also handle Pardead, and I handle the Python bindings for Pardead, PyPardead. I also handle the DHCP software packages that we have, and a few other small things. Most of the people on the installer team have other programs in that base OS category that we all are responsible for, and we all help each other out, too.
So then, is your work primarily with Red Hat, or do you also do, is it with Fedora, or, I mean, how does that work out for you?
Well, I'm an employee of Red Hat. I'm in the engineering division, but the way we do development here is I guess it's confusing at best. Fortunately, here it changes so often, so sometimes we don't even know. but basically, for the most part, all of the people in engineering are working on what we still call Rawhide, which was the old name for the Red Hat development tree. Rawhide would today be synonymous with the Fedora development tree, the one that gets built nightly and released under the development directory on the Fedora download server. That's where we concentrate most of our development efforts. Outside of that, we have the Red Hat Enterprise Linux product line that has sort of a different schedule and stuff like that to it. But engineers work on both for the most part. There are exceptions, of course.
So then where does GNU Parted fit in? Is that incorporated into Red Hat at all, or is that strictly a side project?
Pardead is included in Fedora Core and Red Hat Enterprise Linux. It is the partitioning program that we use in both products, so it's a core component to both Fedora and RHEL. So I at Red Hat, I am responsible for maintaining the RPMs, and outside of Red Hat, or sort of in conjunction with that, I am an upstream developer, so I handle releases for Pardead on ftp.gnu.org.
Now, gparted is rapidly becoming, like, probably the best repartitioner tool available. I mean, I hear so many praises about it, and it's so functional for not only doing EXT partitions, but it also does NTFS, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, no, we don't do NTFS right now.
I thought it was. I thought that there was some functionality for that.
No, we can display that you have an NTFS partition, but we don't have support for creating or destroying or resizing an NTFS partition.
So then it does EXT. Does it do EXT3, XFS? Does it do Riser also?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch any of that. The audio was kind of broken up.
I'm sorry. It does EXT3. Does it do Riser?
Yeah, we do all of the Linux file systems. Well, let me see here. I can look at the code right now. Let's see here. File systems. Okay, we've got extended to extended 3, the various FAT file systems, Macintosh, HFS, JFS, Riser, UFS, sort of. XFS and NTFS. But we don't, every file system doesn't have full support yet. Obviously the focus is on the Linux file systems. So the first support that we usually get is read support. And then we go on from there.
Now, GNU Parted is also available on a live CD, if I'm not mistaken. Is that put out by the official project? Or is that somebody's side project?
Actually, what you're talking about is gparted, is that's different than GNU Parted. It's sort of confusing. Gparted, I think, stands for the GNOME Partition Editor. Basically, it's a GTK front end to lib Pardead, which is what I work on, and they also incorporate other resizing and partitioning tools, for example, the NTFS tools out there, and sort of roll it into their GTK front end. And I think you're right. I think they do make a live CD, but none of that stuff is part of the GNU Pardead project.
So what are the challenges with working on, like, Anaconda, and I would say gparted also, because they kind of work hand in hand, if I'm not mistaken. Anaconda uses gparted. What are the challenges of working on that kind of project?
Well, one of the most difficult things about working on an installer is I'll say all users who go to install an operating system, they never want to hit any sort of bugs in the installer, because the installer shapes their initial opinion of that operating system. So working to try to make it as flawless as possible and handle every single error condition in the most graceful manner is probably the most frustrating and challenging thing about working on an installer. The minute someone encounters an error, or Anaconda, most of Anaconda is written in Python, so you'll see a traceback, and we display a dialog box. The minute a user sees that, they immediately have a negative opinion of that particular release. So unlike most software, people aren't willing to cut the installer any slack. And that's sort of that's sort of a big issue to deal with when writing an installer. The other problem is that when we do fix bugs, we can't release an update until the next release of the distribution, because how do you update? You know, I mean, you've already made CDs. You can't spin those again and send them out to all the mirrors. It just gets confusing at that point. So we have to tell people to wait until the next release. So it's difficult to deal with all that. And basically dealing with all of the unique hardware configurations that people have, partitioning, especially people have such bizarre combinations of disks, and trying to order those properly and support everyone's weird partition layout. That's all really difficult. It's definitely a full-time project. We have 6 people dedicated to the installer, so it's big.
Now, Anaconda, I remember, did Anaconda spring from, what was Red Hat's original tool? Was it LinuxConf, I think it was?
I'm not sure if LinuxConf was a Red Hat thing, but this is a continuation of the Red Hat installer from the early days. So back when there was a Red Hat Linux, Red Hat Linux 4, Red Hat Linux 5, 6, you know, all those releases, the installer back then was Anaconda. This is, the same software, just moving forward with new releases.
That's neat. Now, you've been working with Red Hat for 4 years now?
No, actually, I've only been at Red Hat for just over a year. So I haven't really been here that long.
Huh. And now, when you left the Walnut Creek side of things, were you still working in doing Linux work until you went to Red Hat?
I didn't catch any of that at all.
I'm sorry. When you left Walnut Creek before you went to Red Hat, were you working in the Linux environment still? Were you working for any specific distributions?
Still not copying the audio. It's way too broken.
All right. You know what? I think we're having an issue. Can you hear me now? Ha. Lost him completely. Holy mackerel. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Everyone that's speaking is having that underwater sound effect again, and it's really choppy.
Yeah, I think I might know what the problem is, and I'm going to try and fix it, and if you can understand me, which I doubt you can, I think you're going to think I'm going to end up dropping you, and I don't want to do that, but I don't have much of a choice. And we are going to say bye-bye to that. Oh. It's the joys of a live show, ladies and gentlemen. We are having some technical difficulties, and hopefully this is going to fix those technical difficulties. Just a few minutes. It's a lovely day down here in Virginia. It'd be a lot lovelier if we weren't having all these problems, but that's the way things go. The joys of the Linux Link Tech Show. About every 20 or 30 shows, something like this rears its ugly head, and we have to deal with these kind of situations. I suspect I know what might be causing it, although I'm not 100% sure. It seems like it's our asterisk again. But that's the way it goes. I'm gonna pause it a minute. Well. It appears like it entirely, it wasn't entirely my fault to begin with. It's an issue with my service provider, who is having an unofficial area outage. 40% of the cable modems in my area appear to be offline, which indicates a pretty good area outage. Because of that, there's no guarantee as to when it's going to be fixed. Usually within an hour or two, they said.
which means that this show is now officially in the bag, which is a bummer because this could have been a really, really, really good show. I mean, David Cantrell was on, and we actually were supposed to have, after David, Miguel Diacaza and Bruce Perens come on, and hopefully we can reschedule that for next week. It would have been exciting. And, it really, really stinks that this would happen like this because I was sick the past 2 days at work, and our deadline for our project is December 10th, and we've got to start working extra hours to scramble and get everything finished. And I worked up till about as late as I possibly could today in order to get home in time with a little bit of traffic. And I rushed home, made it home in record time. Everything was set up and good to go. And I started noticing problems. I got reports that there were problems of an outage earlier today. You heard Pat on the pre-show stuff say it was down for a while. So apparently they've been having touch-and-go problems all day long, and only to have it all fall apart during the first third of the show, which is unfortunate. So we'll be back again next week, most definitely. And thanks for holding up and hanging in there. And we'll get all this stuff cleared away. So that was episode 170, and the show that could have been. And what was there was great from David Cantrell. Appreciate it. Thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you later. Bye. Ooh, I get to call in an early night.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up. Over.
Yeah. She was not on the phone.
So now, David, does Alan sound fine to you now?
Yes.
Okay.
Alan sounds fine because Alan is fine.
There you go.
Ooh, baby, baby.
Baby.
So why don't we find out whether Link and Pat sound fine to David?
Well, I've already been talking. I'm talking la la la, test, test, test. How do I sound, David?
You sound fine.
Okay. You guys still sound jittery over here, but, like, we can live with that, I'm sure, as long as, you know, we sound all right over there and we can get recorded well.
Yeah, everybody sounds fine on my end.
Doing well, Alan.
Every once in a while, there's a little audio breakup with the second guy who joined. It's real faint, and it has that underwater effect again.
Well, we're all on the same connection over here.
So. Yeah, occasionally I can hear you break up too there, Link.
Thanks. Now you shouldn't be quite as tangled.
It doesn't look like Alan's router over there is doing anything too fantastic hard and heavy.
The cat pissed on the router.
Nope. The same as it ever was. The same as it ever was.
Yeah, don't whisper, because you confuse everybody.
What? So, Dan, you were down for quite a bit today.
Don't cry.
I was?
You had problems over there? Yeah, you were down for like, an hour and change.
When?
This evening. When I
so it could be you.
Like 4 or 5 around? 6?
Uh-huh.
Hey, did you notice any problems today?
Dan broke the internet.
And you're always blaming it on me.
Yeah, I don't know, because I was at work and I didn't notice anything. So, that's pretty weird.
Yeah, the mail server was down and the bulletin board was down.
Well, that would mean that probably connectivity. So maybe my provider was doing something. I had a problem with my provider.
Makes sense.
Because if mail was down and the forum was down, which probably meant the website was down, which meant that access to the provider was probably blocked. That's Cox quality for you.
Sense.
Also, my wife over there defending them. Gotta get one of those companies.
You sure there's nothing on your end, huh, Dan?
As far as I know, I mean, everybody sounds fine over here.
That's all that counts, then.
Yeah, but Alan's got like a 7 megabit downstream here, so it doesn't make sense for you to sound warbly.
Yeah, especially because we're the only one.
We're not doing anything.
Nobody else on here right now.
Yeah, that's, you know, in order for you to sound warbly, it has to be a problem on your end.
It's always Dan's fault.
Oh, this fucking thing's doing this to me again. God damn it.
It's a matter, Alan can't get a DHCP address, you fucker, you.
No. No, every once in a while, it my keyboard just, like, doesn't respond very well. And I have to end up rebooting, you know, I end up just holding the power button down to stop it.
What's that, the restarting
it? And then keyboard work?
You'd be typing along and be like, you know, all of a sudden all the letters will come across.
Don't get down on those
Apple.
Those Apple keyboards, like that one there, the clear one with the white keys, that is the best fucking keyboard that mankind has ever made.
I don't know about that.
Ever.
Oh, that is a comfortable. I like
that. I'm telling you what, that's the best fucking keyboard I've ever typed on. Bar none.
Yes, I do like that one quite a lot.
Just like back in the day before, like, before optical mice, that Microsoft mouse that they used to have, what the hell was it, version 2 or something like that, Microsoft mouse?
That big thing.
That was the best mouse on the market, man. The thing never died, never broke, always worked really well.
Didn't gum up full.
Yep, rolled really well and stuff like that.
Never had to clean the balls.
And that was, you know, that was Microsoft's best thing it ever come up with was that Microsoft mouse.
Oh,
I don't know what
right
they're right like now, but that one back in the day was really good, and I used that, you know, even when I switched to Linux for a long, long time, until, you know, I went optical. I'll never go back to rolling mice again either. But
yeah. Well, it's been something that, well, that ain't me.
Okay.
That was me.
Okay.
No, I've noticed it's something.
Are you trying to do boot in the Vista?
Yeah.
It's relatively a new thing that's been happening, so I think maybe the keyboard may be just up and dying, or maybe full of shit.
That's a suck thing, man.
Hey, is that a Windows thing?
Be a nice server once your keyboard dies.
No, I don't have Windows running anywhere here. Well, I mean, it is on the laptop here, but it's dual booting, so. If you want, I can fire it up in VMware over on the desktop.
Why?
I don't know. I did it just because I wanted to prove that I could do it, but
why would you do something like that?
Actually, it was a partial experiment for work, so.
As long as it was only an experiment.
Well, no, because I still have two apps at work that I have to use Windows for, so. It allows, using it in VMware on my Linux box at work allows me to treat Windows as like an application rather than an operating system.
There you go.
So I only fire it up because it comes up really quick because I got dual 3-gig machine.
I'm surprised you're not running it in like parallels on your Mac. Because supposedly
I've really had no desire to run anything else over here right yet.
Supposedly it runs really, really nice in parallels.
Yeah, that's on the Intel machines, though. Yeah, you've got the Intel one. I still have a PPC.
They still haven't tried one. I don't want to run Windows, so I do everything I can to avoid that. But if I had to, that's the way I would try and do it. I would run it under Parallels on my Mac, I think. Just because the integration is supposed to be pretty neat, and like you can get the Windows taskbar pops up underneath your Mac toolbar, and the applications just kind of pop on your Mac screen. I think you can drag and drop between them and stuff. That's pretty slick. If you were so inclined to do that, which I'm not, so.
Says
Stream go bye-bye. Uh-oh.
The streams... You know what? I just looked at both the streaming servers, and they report everything's fine.
Dude, you want to whack that asterisk box and reset it or something like that? Because you still sound like you're in bubble land over there.
Bubble that.
Hold on.
I can point out that everything I'm hearing is, it's kind of chopped up audio. It's,
see, it shouldn't
everyone
be like
sounds
that.
Like they're
should
sitting be, on the beach.
We have plenty of bandwidth. There's something wrong somewhere.
Maybe Dan's ISP is throttling him now.
Did that make any difference right there?
Not a damn bit.
Not a bit. Hold on. I'm gonna have to let me restart asterisk and see if that makes a difference. Which in doing that,
does that mean I have to dial back in?
I'm gonna try. Well, let's see if I can do it without cutting everybody off.
No. Yeah. Be prepared.
Come
it's
on.
It's not going to work. Bye. We'll talk to you later.
There's 8 minutes to the show starts now. It'll never work that way, Dan.
Shut it off and it won't come back up at all.
Damn it. Where the hell do I have the stream on here? Let me see. Well, that's not the stream. I say the stream is running.
You are currently the only person in this conference.
Is that any better?
It's good that we make it through the stream before we actually made it onto our headphones.
Is that any better?
Maybe, slightly, maybe.
What do you mean, maybe, slightly, maybe?
Well, because you're still in bubble land over there, but you're a little bit better.
The only other time I've seen something like this is when there was a connection that was dogging. Remember we had that problem before?
Yes.
That was Alan's connection.
Damn it, it's always me.
No, it was that time at Dan's house where
Alan was trying to get in and his connection kept reconnecting to the...
But he's on the phone. I haven't touched the phone.
Right.
Yeah, he's on the phone now. That happened when he was doing it with a soft client, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I gave up all this that stuff because it just doesn't work for me.
Hello. I don't know, Alan. You want to reset your equipment over here and see if that helps, maybe? I don't know. I'm grasping.
So, was I supposed to be dropped there?
I didn't want you to be, it kind of happened.
Oh, okay. All right.
It sounds better now.
You want me to unplug the phone and plug it back in?
How do we
start with the router and then the
hold computer. On a second. Let me look
any
at
better on?
Let me look at one more thing here. Didn't really think that this would cause a problem.
Gorkin's out of blacken.
Because I mean, it shouldn't be. We shouldn't be having traffic problems when Alan's got a 7 meg down. Did you get 7 or 10?
I got 7 right now. Did you get that thing in the mail for like another $20? You can get 20 down.
Yeah,
I haven't made my way.
All right,
it's 20 down and 2 up, right?
I'm not sure what the upload. It doesn't say what it
is.
Did that make any difference right there?
I'm thinking of going for the extra.
Is it any better now? No.
Not at all.
But our guests seem to sound all right. So it's just Dan coming in.
Yeah, but you guys sound fine to me.
We sound a little bubbly too.
I don't have a problem hearing anybody.
Let me monitor the stream for a few minutes.
David, am I sounding okay to you?
Yeah, you're sounding fine now.
How about us? Do we sound all right?
Welcome. This is how we start the tech show every week, by the way. Do you sound okay? Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Dead air.
Alan.
That's okay. We haven't actually started.
Yep.
could you hear Pat there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear both of you.
Okay, that's good.
Well, if you can hear Pat all right, then you should be able to hear me all right, and Alan all right, too, since we're all in the same room connection. On the same connection.
We're actually going through a mixer through the phone, actually. Mm-hmm. A SIP phone.
Oh, okay. Those are fine. I can hear those clearly. I
mean, we're sounding okay. I got kicked off.
The volume levels are all different, so the only thing I can think is that I may ask someone to repeat something because someone's volume level is really high and the other ones are really soft, so.
That's you.
Would that be Pat?
Would that be me?
Whoever was the first guy I was talking to when I called in,
me.
That's the loudest volume level.
Okay, I can turn myself down.
All the other ones are about the same.
That would make sense.
Am I, is that any better right there? Am I closer to everybody
else?
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
It's still above, but it's not hurting the speaker where it's it starts clicking.
All right, so that's fine right there where I'm at right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Hey, Dan, is the stream up?
Supposedly.
I can't connect to it.
Kent's saying we have a problem.
Yeah, I was on it for a little bit. Now it came back here.
Gorkon says it's back now.
Which mirror are you trying?
Or not.
Which mirror are you trying?
Alan, which mirror were you trying? Which mirror were you trying?
The TLLTS.
TLLTS.org?
Yeah.
He's on the main one.
Let me kick that
stream. Yeah, it plays for a few moments and it boots me off.
La, 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 la,
and I can't. Stream.TLLTS.org.
Dan, can you talk for a second?
Yeah, what? I'm kicking
that.
Still,
I thought for a second you were cleared up, but you're not.
It's coming and going. Sometimes he sounds okay, and then it gets starts clipping a little bit.
Does it really
start
clipping?
It's definitely a clipping issue.
Like right now
you're perfect.
Sound fine.
Okay.
You accidentally hit one of the...
Still sound fine.
Okay. Is that any better?
You sound fine.
Okay.
Dan didn't do it, Dan.
Don't touch anything, Dan. Just run with it, man.
No, I'm trying to
He didn't
understand.
Touch anything.
Here he goes, compiling the freaking kernel.
All right, well...
Gorkon says, Pat, maybe it's that fantastic Linux spyware. I had a creepy dream last night, and Dan was in it. No, it wasn't that kind of
that
dream.
Wouldn't be a creepy dream.
Okay, so I kicked the Icecast server on the stream.tllts.org, so hopefully that'll not be giving us any more problems.
Okay. Yeah, you sound really clean now, so I guess whatever happened and is done.
Everything else looks
Dan's
okay.
Dan's finally downloaded. He's finally done downloading all that porno stuff over there. The horse porno or whatever it is he's got going on.
Dan is just slightly lower than us right now.
Am I?
Morally, you're talking?
Well, yeah. No, on the stream.
Spiritually?
As long as I sound fine to David. David,
but
do I sound okay to you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's all
right,
that matters.
We'll run with it.
We're golden.
Who cares whether anybody else can hear? As long as David can.
That's right.
We always stay quiet anyway, so.
The eyes just glaze over.
What about the other mirrors? Okay.
I don't know. I only have the one in here right now.
Wonder which one they're pulling off of. What was I going to say?
I the one in there because it's the only one I can ever remember.
You know what? I tried doing that gizmo thing with the asterisk.
How'd it go?
Well, it it seemed like it was connecting okay, but I couldn't make any phone calls anywhere. It kept telling me that number was
that
not
sounds
in
like
service.
A problem.
Yeah, well, obviously. But it sounded just like Michael Roberts. I think that was his voice telling me.
Probably was.
There was a problem. So I'll have to, you know, muck around with it a little more for next week. But I removed all that configuration now. So that shouldn't be an issue. What time is it? Oh, I better connect to BinRev soon.
2 minutes. According to my clock, which is probably wrong. So
Riddlebox says that the media SysOp Canada is not up.
Well, I can't do much about that. So.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be up in just a minute, because I think that one's pulling off of the stream.tllts.org. It's a possibility. Yeah, apparently we have 26 listeners on the stream, tllts.org. So.
Sucking up the bandwidth.
Everyone go to one of the mirrors, please.
Well, no, I mean.
No, we're good.
That is a mirror.
So. Good to say over there. That's a mirror.
Okay.
That's not on Dan's server, so.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize that. I'm sorry.
Let me check one of the other ones.
Never mind, please.
Yep. They can hammer that all they want. We're paying the bill on that one.
Never mind. All right, let's see if this works.
Yeah, Media SysOp isn't up. WDSMN isn't up.
Sounds like the mirrors are doing a fantastic job.
Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, it sounds like only that first one's up, tllts.org stream. So, in a minute, oh, BinRev's ready to go.
Yeah, what it is Dan is clipping is what he is.
What?
He's so got one. Like, you're clipping is what it is, Dan.
Again?
As long as you talk normal. No, you just that's what the problem was before.
You start getting loud and it's clipping out.
That's odd because my volume is like really down low. You know what it might be? I think I know what it might be.
Time to buy you a new microphone?
No, I think I know what it is. Hold on a second.
Here you go. Need one laptop for child software?
Cool.
I don't know what the hell you're supposed to do with it, since I don't see anything. Welcome. Learn. You can make things.
Huh.
That's what, in a virtual...
It's in a VM player.
Cool.
Yeah, I have no clue how to actually do anything in it, though.
Hey, Alan, do me a favor.
It doesn't quite come with any instructions. Sure, what?
Check BinRev, see if their stream's running. Because it won't let me connect to them.
Okay, let me copy down the Audrius.
Ah, the joys.
No one likes us anymore.
Everybody listening, shout outs go out to the Wonka. Hey, the Wonka, how you doing?
Really?
Because he told me to give him some shout outs today while he caught me online on my Google chat. When he could not connect to Dan's IRC server, because Dan has broken the internet once again. That's right. All the fat internet pipes in the world stop at Dan's house.
Yeah. I hope not. That would be terrible. Well, for some reason, I can't get...
No, I can't connect to BinRev.
They must be down.
Yeah, I can't.
See, I'm not the only one having problems. So I guess we're just going to have to roll without...
Oh, Dan broke the internet, man.
We're going to have to
roll that porn, Dan.
With what we have, and I'll keep trying to get BinRev going.
The only connection Dan can keep up is, like, you know, pornking.com or whatever. What the hell are those sites he goes to?
Meet no, the one, the ones like we don't want to, no. We don't want to talk about anymore.
Talk about them. Don't get him on that, right?
Those that shall remain nameless.
It's like the children of the he who walks behind a rose.
No, that was movie sucked. Oh, come on. That was a horrible movie.
Those are classics, man.
You know what's a classic, campy classic, but still horrible? It's a Motel Hell. You ever seen that?
Yes, I have.
Farmer Vincent?
Motel Hell, yep.
Makes beef jerky out of everybody.
You guys remember Eating Raoul from the 80s?
Yes.
I got to get that from my wife so she can watch it sometime because I keep making reference to it. She thinks I'm going crazy.
You know which movie I haven't seen that I'm dying to watch is Bubba Hotep?
Oh, man.
I have that. That's a good movie. Dude,
Bubba Hotep.
That's really bad. That's really bad. You have to watch, if you enjoy Bubba Hotep and you like campy movies like that, you have to watch Vampire Hunters that came out. And what it is it's a cross between a really B vampire movie and a really B kung fu movie.
A kung fu vampire movie.
It's a kung fu vampire movie, man.
Cool.
It's total like the total kung fu dudes, they fly around through the air, you know, like
everybody wants kung fu fighting.
Yeah. And they go hunting for vampires.
There must be, like, funkiness going on all over the internets there. Because our colo keeps going, keeps going up and down. BinRev is down.
You know what? You know what? I bet Al Gore's finally pulling his patent. He said, that's it.
The internets are mine.
He had enough.
No more of them guys. I made the internets and I'm shutting it down.
You stick it in a lockbox.
All right, I guess we're going to have to just go with it until I can
lump it and do it.
Go with the flow, Dan. Don't worry about it.
People can catch up to the show tomorrow when the internet is back working again.
Now that we don't have like the AC on, I'm gonna have like switch over to the other microphone.
Okay, you guys ready?
So I can put it in the doorway and hear us all.
Shit, leave it downstairs. You can still hear us breathe.
Oh yeah, I still want to get two more of those at least. Get everybody in here who have one, man.
I love that mic. I think that microphone's cooler than shit.
All right, let me ask you a quick question. Am I still sounding pretty hot?
Nice.
No, you're good. Leave it where it is.
Dan, you sound so hot. I listen to
you. That's not the hot I'm talking about. Okay. All right, are we ready to go?
Do it.
All right, David, you ready?
Play us in.
Yes.
Okay, good. I am going to play our opening audio files, and then we'll cut in and introduce you, David, and be good to go. All right? Everybody ready?
All right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.